John, fantastic to see you've come down here for the Cauliflower Cup Day. Look, didn't win the title, but in some ways that's not the point. It's a great opportunity to give the kids an opportunity to play ahead of new teams such as Maitland. This competition will just get bigger and bigger, and a great way to sort of finish off the season.
Yeah, it's an excellent way to finish the season for us. It's our first experience of competitive rugby in the sense of keeping a score and playing a competition. And that's what we're really interested in. Armidale Junior Blues, we have about 40, 50 under 12 players, so it was a chance for us to put our best team on the paddock and try them out against the best.
Yeah, and it's, as I said, great to mix in with other kids and learn from experiences as well, trying to hold your tongue and hold your temper and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it has been a really interesting experience, the difference between competitive rugby and our Central North carnivals, which are normally just no one really keeps the score. Yep, certainly everyone's red line goes up that little bit. Frustrations bubble over, both on the sideline and off the sideline, so it's been a new experience for our boys.
Well, next year, of course, you've got the under-14s that do play for a trophy in the Central North competition, but how was the last carnival in Armidale last week, finishing off a very, very busy year?
Our carnival was fantastic. Fantastic facilities at Sport UNE, and it was great to see all those teams from Central North come. It was a really excellent way to finish that Central North season.
Great benefit of having the national rugby camps as well in Armidale, so your kids have access to that camp every year, and some kids can go, some can't, but still, the facilities there and the opportunity there through the Smirtle brothers is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, and I coached that camp, and it's a fantastic experience for the kids to go, meet up and see the coaches from New South Wales Development. They do a fantastic job along with some of the New South Wales representatives that come in there. It's growing, it has grown over the years, but the facilities at UNE are just super, fantastic.
And what about our development officer, Gary Walsh? How's he for you? Of course, one day he's Armidale, next day he's in Scone, the other day he's in Galaganbone. How's he going for you? And how do you think as a coach you're progressing? Are you getting that opportunity through Walshy and New South Wales Rugby to get that extra sort of coaching certificates, levels, all that sort of stuff? And of course, we've got a big level two sort of coaching course in Gunnedah in November as well, which will be the best opportunity to get the best of the best from the state to come together as well.
Look, Walshy does a fantastic job in Armidale. We thought we might see a lot of him, but we see an awful lot of Walshy. He's around. I don't know how he gets around to all the places that he does. He's currently running a fairly successful primary schools competition on Wednesday afternoons in Armidale. So with him and a few of the development staff they have up there, they're doing a great job. As far as the community coaching roles they have at the sports camp, that gives coaches an opportunity to really hone their skills at the moment. Might get a little bit dusty at times, but we learn off those guys, so it's fantastic.
And what about, what do we need? Do we need maybe a Waratahs trial up at more of the players coming up, or like we have in Tamworth, you know, we've got a CSU New South Wales Country Eagles game as well, you know, we need one of those around the Armidale sort of New England area?
Yeah, now we think Bellevue's a fantastic facility, so we'd like to see one of those big games up there, maybe even a Waratah trial. The rugby community in Armidale is very, very strong. You know, we have four clubs at the moment with four grades, as well as a lot of other clubs, new clubs coming into the competition, Wright College next year. So rugby's alive and well in New England, and a game like that would be well supported.
And of course, the great thing you kids do really, really well is Viva Sevens. That's the new dynamic form of touch footy for the game of rugby, vivasevens.com.au. That's something the clubs need to get on board, don't they, and be part of.
Yeah, no, we had a good Viva Sevens competition at the beginning of the year, both the kids and as well as the seniors. So, yeah, I think the game is a very dynamic game. It uses a lot of the skills of rugby. So, and to see two teams playing that at the way it should be played is really good.
And what do you do for a cross finally? And tell us of your experiences playing in the Newcastle competition with the esteemed Waratahs club, eh?
Yeah, it was many years ago now, playing with the likes of Warren Badger, and I've seen a few of the boys up here with Wanderers. Leslie Bennett was a guy from Wanderers that I toured in USA and UK with many years ago, so it was good catching up with some of those blokes today. But yeah, no, it's rugby's a way of life. I remember back in the old days talking about that, and it really is a way of life, and it's good for our kids to come through and have that same experience. I teach at O'Connor Catholic College, so we have a fairly good rugby program up there. I find it difficult to get games. Walshy organises things, and sometimes they fall through from support from schools. But this year we coached, had the New South Wales Sevens. We won the plate, which was a good for our Armidale boys, playing Westfield Sports High and those things at the State Sevens finals at Narrabeen.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, John.